Hong Kong Diploma of Secondary Education 2012, English Language Paper 3, Listening and Integrated Skills. Instructions to candidates. You should have on your desk a Part A question-answer book, a Part B1 data file with a Part B1 question-answer book inserted, and a Part B2 data file with a Part B2 question-answer book inserted. Do not open them until you are told to do so. I repeat, do not open the question-answer books or the data files until you are told to do so. Now write your candidate number in the space provided on page 1 of your Part A question-answer book. Now look at the Part A question-answer book. Check that the Part A question-answer book has no missing pages. Look for the words end of Part A. Now go on to Part B on the last page. Now stick your barcode labels in the spaces provided on pages 1, 3 and 5. Close your Part A question-answer book when you have finished. Now look at your Part B1 data file. Take out the inserted Part B1 question-answer book. Check that your Part B1 data file has no missing pages. Look for the words, "This is the last page of the Part B1 data file," on the last page. Now look at your Part B1 question-answer book. Check that the Part B1 question-answer book has no missing pages. Look for the words end of Part B1 on the last page. Now stick your barcode label in the space provided on page 1. Now look at your Part B2 data file. Take out the inserted Part B2 question-answer book. Check that the Part B2 data file has no missing pages. Look for the words, "This is the last page of the Part B2 data file," on the last page. Now look at your Part B2 question-answer book. Check that the Part B2 question-answer book has no missing pages. Look for the words end of Part B2 on the last page. Now stick your barcode labels in the spaces provided on pages 1 and 3. Close the Part B2 question-answer book when you have finished. You are reminded that all examination materials will be played once only. The test is divided into two parts, Part A and Part B. You should use a pencil to answer all questions in Part A. For Part B, you can use a pen or a pencil. Put up your hand now if you have any difficulties. It is not possible to handle complaints after you have taken the test. The test is about to begin. Keep your earphones on until you are told to take them off. Open your Part A question answer book at page 2. Task 1 is about to begin. Part A. Situation. Aberdeen College is planning to redevelop its online services, including its website. You are going to hear 4 recordings of students and staff from the college talking about this. In Part A, you will have a total of 4 tasks to do. Follow the instructions in the question answer book and in the recording to complete the tasks. You will find all the information you need in the question answer book and the recording. You now have 2 minutes to familiarize yourself with tasks 1 to 4. Task 1. You will listen to a meeting at Aberdeen College where people are discussing the college's new online systems. Listen to the meeting and fill in the missing information in the spaces provided in the note sheet. One has been done for you as an example. You now have 30 seconds to study the task. At the end of the task, you will have 1 minute to tidy up your answers.
Okay, good morning everybody. Thanks for coming to the meeting today. I know today's Saturday, and I'm sure you've got other things to do on a Saturday morning, but hopefully the meeting will be a short one. Do you two know each other?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, well, this is Rob Lee. Rob's the college technician, so he can advise us on technical matters. And Rob?
Hi.
Hi.
Yeah, and Rob, I think you know Cherry, our student president. Okay. Right, so as I said in my email, I wanted to discuss what needs to be done to improve the college's online systems.
Mm.
So maybe we could start with the college website. Any comments from students about the website?
Well, the first thing I've written here about the website is that it's, like, boring. Students are always saying that.
Yeah, I agree with Cherry, actually. It's a bit boring. I think the thing that I would add would be that it's not user-friendly.
Yeah, I'd agree. It certainly isn't user-friendly. What about the other services, like the intranet system for teachers?
Intranet? Is that like where the teachers can communicate with each other?
Yeah, the teachers can use the intranet to send files as well, like documents, pictures, video clips.
Well, why don't they just use their email?
Because it isn't secure. You know, it's not safe to send files like that.
And the intranet has the advantage that it's secure because it's protected by the college's firewall.
Okay, let's move on. What kinds of things would we like to see available online from the new system? Cherry?
Well, I think a social network, you know, something like Facebook. Maybe a place where we could chat online about school stuff with schoolmates and teachers.
Wait, so you would want teachers to be able to go to this social network as well? As well as students, I mean?
Sure, why not?
Okay, well, that's one idea. What else?
How about an online market?
What? Like for people to buy and sell things?
Yeah, a market. I was thinking, you know, we could, like, sell things like our old textbooks, and students in lower forms could buy them.
Sounds good. I think that would work. Right, okay. Let's move on to the action we need to take. First, the website. Can you be responsible for that, Rob?
For what?
The redesign of the website.
Well, my programming skills, I mean, they're pretty basic. But I know a web designer, so I could contact him. Maybe. You know, to give us a price.
Okay, right. Mm-hmm. So, you contact the web designer then, Rob. How about the other systems we talked about?
Well, why don't I carry out a survey of the students to see what it is they want from our online systems?
Great idea, Cherry. It's really important that we get the students' views on this. I think a survey of the students is an excellent idea. So, yeah, you can do that, Cherry.
Fine.
And I'll do the same with the teachers. We need to get their input as well. So a survey's good. Right. Okay, so that's about all we can do today. Let's meet again next week at the same time.
I'm sorry. I think I'll need more time than a week. Can we meet in 2 weeks' time?
Okay, 2 weeks it is then.
That is the end of task one. You now have 1 minute to tidy up your answers.
Thank you.
Task 2. You will listen to a presentation by Danny Wan describing some of the features of the new website to Mr. Law, Rob Lee and Cherry Tam. Listen to the presentation and fill in the missing information in the spaces provided on the website pages. One has been done for you as an example. You now have 30 seconds to study the task. At the end of the task, you will have 1 minute to tidy up your answers.
Okay, if you're ready, Danny, you can start now.
Thanks, Rob. And thanks to Mr. Law and Cherry for coming to my presentation. I'm going to show you our first draft design for the new college website. It's still a bit rough, but I hope you can get the idea. To start with, on the screen here, you can see the homepage of the website with the college logo in the top left corner. And the name of the college, of course. Then on the right is a box labelled Search, for people to search the site using keywords.
And they can search anywhere in the site?
Yeah, that's right, Mr. Law. Okay, so on the next row down, from left to right, we have the tabs for the individual pages of the website. The home page, which is the one we're on now. Then there's a page called About Us, where you have all the information about the college, including its history, its mission, the staff, and so on. And then we have the Students page, which I'll come to later. A page for parents, so that they can get information about the college from their perspective. Then we have a Subjects page, which will include things like the course outlines. And finally, there's a page for extracurricular activities.
Ooh, they're nice photos below that.
Yeah, I just used ones from the old website. You can see three just now, but it's actually a gallery of 12, which will change every 5 seconds. The captions below will change as well. At present, I've put up three photos and called them Sports Day. The one in the middle I've called Study at AC, and the other one is A Recent Visit.
Is that you, Cherry, in the Study at AC photo?
Yeah, that's me, holding up my hand.
Right, moving on. Now, on the left of the page, left of the welcome message from the principal, you can see three separate boxes. These are for important information that you want your visitors to see first. The first is for upcoming events. People can simply click on the link and go to the interactive calendar. Then next is the latest news section. You can see that I've added in a link to a story.
College wins cup?
Yes. I just made that up as a demonstration.
Actually, the college has just won the District Handball Cup, so it's right.
Excellent. Right, where was I? Right, the next one. Well, again, this is just a demo. I called this one Have Your Say. It could be a link to a place where students and teachers can make comments on the college.
Have your say. I like the sound of it, but I'm not sure I'd like what the students might post there.
Okay. And that's about it for the homepage.
Good. Have you had time to work on any of the other pages?
Yeah, okay. We've been working on the students page. Just a second. So here it is. The students page. there will be all the same things at the top of the page as on the home page. So I haven't included them on the demo. Oh, you can see three different photos here.
Okay.
The difference is in the menus on the left side of the page, where you can see that we have various links to places in the site that will be of interest to the students. So we have transport at the top of the list.
Good. If the students can't get here, then you can't teach them very much, can you? That's what I always say.
Yes. So, transport. And then we have canteen. The next one's something quite new. And this is the acquaint, the social networking facility that we have introduced. It's still in production, so we can't show it to you yet, but users will be able to access it from here. I've just included some examples of what you could do with acquaint. The examples I've put here are share content, meet new friends, and maybe the most important, build relationships.
Yep, looks good. That last one, build relationships. It'd be really good if we could use the website to build relationships. You know, between students and students and between students and teachers.
Yeah. So the other major thing we've included on the menu on the students page is Academe, the new learning management system.
Echo what?
Academe. A-C-A-D-E-M-E. It means the academic or learning environment, and also begins with AC for Aberdeen College.
Oh yeah, very good.
And again, we're working on that and hope to have it ready for you to see soon. So after Academe, we have a link to the library, and then two links are to the dreaded examinations. We have separate links to exam information and exam results.
Yeah, well, exams are on everybody's minds. So, good, yeah, we can provide the information here. I don't know what you're looking so worried about, Cherry. As far as I can gather, you do pretty well in examinations anyway.
Well, it depends on the subject.
And that's about it so far.
That is the end of task two. You now have 1 minute to tidy up your answers. Task 3. Cherry is now talking to a group of Form 5 and 6 students about the college's online systems and issues about studying online. Complete the information in the spaces provided as you listen. One has been done for you as an example. You now have 30 seconds to study the task. At the end of the task, you will have 1.5 minutes to tidy up your answers.
Okay, thanks everyone for coming. I hope you don't mind me recording this. Perhaps we can start with everybody saying a little bit about what they think the main issues are about. You know, studying online at Aberdeen College.
Right, well, I can start. I think I should say from the outset that there's no way you can replace real learning in the classroom with reading from websites and watching videos on YouTube.
Sorry, can you introduce yourself?
Oh, sorry, I'm Grace Yao from 5C.
Okay, Grace. Please go on. You were saying that learning online can't replace classroom learning.
Yeah, I mean, learning's meant to be interactive, right? We learn from teachers and we learn from classmates. We learn by listening to people who know more than us, like the teacher, and by talking to people who are learning along with us. We also learn by doing things. Like in science, we learn by doing experiments, and in art, we learn by creating things.
You can create things on computers as well.
Yeah, but it's not the same though, is it? I think computers and iPads and iPhones are brilliant for playing games and chatting with our friends and stuff, but it's not real learning, is it?
Okay, maybe you can tell us more about what you think. What's your name again?
Me? My name's Icarus Liu.
Icarus? That's an unusual name. How do you spell that?
I-C-A-R-U-S, Icarus, Liu, L-I-U.
Okay, Icarus, what do you think?
Well, I mean, we all have computers at home, and a lot of students have laptops as well, so we can all access online learning materials. So I think we should be using that environment to learn much more than we do. To be honest, I learn more at home than at school.
That's quite a bold statement there, Icarus.
Yeah. I mean, there's lots of ways we can learn online. We can use video conferencing to talk to people, and we can use all kinds of creative software.
What do you mean, creative software?
Creative software, you know, to draw or design things.
Oh, right, okay. Right, maybe I'll ask somebody else. Yes?
Yeah, hi. I'm Michael Ong from 6B. Obviously, I haven't thought about this as much as Grace and Icarus. I'm still not sure about all this, really. I mean, I can now be reading, you know, a book or whatever, and I can look up any words I don't know on an online dictionary instantly and learn that way. But I still want to share what I've learned with my classmates as well and get my teacher's advice on how to use it.
Okay, I want to switch the focus of our discussion a little now and ask how you'd feel about having a facility that lets students and teachers communicate with each other.
We can do that already through Facebook. Why not just have a college Facebook page?
That's an option we've talked about. Do you think it would be a good idea?
No, I think it's too dangerous. Students are too keen to put themselves on Facebook. They post all sorts of personal stuff like, I don't know, they put up videos of themselves and they give out their phone number. I just think it's dangerous.
Dangerous? Dangerous how, Grace?
Because you don't know who's going to be reading all of this personal stuff. I mean, if you do post your phone number, it's really stupid.
Mm.
Yeah, but you can control who sees your information.
I know you can. But a lot of students just don't bother, and they say yes to every friend request, even if they don't know that person.
Okay, fine. There are always dangers. I would never give out personal information, like my home address or whatever.
But often people do. That's the point. I think some students are just too eager to make new friends.
No, the point is that people need to learn that doing that sort of thing is stupid.
Michael?
I tend to agree with Icarus. Making friends online is one of the great benefits of having an online social network. It's part of the reality of the outside world. The school should get a social network, and then take the opportunity to educate students about the dangers, not just pretend that the dangers don't exist.
Totally, yeah. Use technology to educate students about the dangers, yeah.
That is the end of task 3. You now have 1.5 minutes to complete your answers. Task 4. Cherry and her friend Roland are listening to a podcast about online systems. Complete the information in the spaces provided as you listen. Please note that for the summary of the podcast, you should use no more than 3 words to complete each gap. You now have 1 minute to study the task. At the end of the task, you will have 2 minutes to tidy up your answers.
Do you want to listen to that podcast I was telling you about? It's by a guy called Jerry Brooker, and he's talking about what the effect is of social networks on people's use of email.
Cool. Let's listen.
Okay, here we go.
The idea of email becoming extinct anytime soon may seem silly, but chances are strong that you used web-based email less in 2011 than in 2010. A recent report, the 2012 US Digital Year in Review, showed that web-based email usage was down for just about every age group under 55 from 2010 to 2011, with the 12 to 17 age group showing the largest decline at a staggering 59%. Web-based email, or webmail, refers to email accessed through a browser. So think Gmail, Hotmail, Yahoo Mail, etc., as the majority of email usage analysed in this report. This means that the groups of people who make up the majority of internet users and have the most experience with email are now actually moving away from the medium. The report also noted that email usage among seniors has increased, which isn't surprising, as a larger percentage of older people today have had more exposure to the web than their predecessors. The report also went into detail on what sites people spent their time on. It showed time spent on webmail sites declined, while social networking sites has shown a drastic increase. People are spending more time on social networking sites and less time on email sites, and this is good news for social network sites. Last fall, Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg predicted the death of email when he introduced Facebook's new messaging interface. "We don't think that a modern messaging system is going to be email," Zuckerberg said at a press conference in San Francisco. "Facebook users are now able to communicate through Facebook via text, email, or instant message, and receive communications from all of these avenues through one news feed. Users typically value when related information from a variety of channels is consolidated into one place, and that's what Facebook's messaging interface is trying to accomplish for users. Many organizations with well-established IT departments have typically hosted email in-house, whereas others, as of lately, have turned to cloud email services like Gmail. This switch is attractive as it simply cuts costs. While many companies and large universities are making the switch to cloud-based email services, will they make another shift towards using social networks to communicate? One social networking system that businesses are turning to is called ColabroChatter, a business collaboration tool which describes itself as an effective means of connecting with prospective customers. ColabroChatter claims that by providing a system that puts businesses in easy contact with potential customers, ColabroChatter offers a genuine opportunity for companies to advance office productivity and efficiency. And increased productivity and efficiency is music to any boss's ears in these or any times.
Well, that's it. What do you think, Roland?
He makes some good points, but I don't think email's going to disappear. I mean, people could maybe use less email, but they'll still use it to receive more, like personal messages. You know, private stuff. That's always going to be a big concern for people. You know, privacy. So, I don't know. I can't see it myself.
I actually found what he said really, really interesting. I mean, doing business using social networking. Sounds like great fun. I might even go into business myself.
That is the end of Task 4. You now have 2 minutes to complete your answers to Task 4 and to tidy up all your other answers. Thank you. Part B. Open your data file at page 2. Situation. You are Nikki Leung. You work for Cultural Commons, which is a non-governmental organisation, an NGO, in Hong Kong. Cultural Commons helps people from different countries who come to live in Hong Kong. Your organisation is planning a fun day for a local community. Your boss, Manjula Pillai, has asked you to do some tasks. You will listen to a recording of the weekly podcast programme, Bookmark. In the podcast, you will hear an interview with author Lionel Chan. Before the recording is played, you will have 5 minutes to study the question-answer book and the data file for Part B1, and the question-answer book and the data file for Part B2. Remember, you must choose to do the tasks in either Part B1 or Part B2. Do not attempt both parts B1 and B2. Complete the tasks by following the instructions in the question-answer book that you choose and on the recording. You will find all the information you need in the question-answer book and data file that you choose and on the recording. As you listen, you can make notes on page 3 of the data file. You now have 5 minutes to familiarise yourself with the Part B question-answer book and the data file. The recording is about to begin. Turn to page 3 of the data file.
I'm Arlene Lee. Welcome to this week's bookmark. And we are delighted to have Lionel Chen as our special guest today. Welcome, Lionel.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
We are going to talk about your new book today. But before we do that, I know you'd like to mention an important community event that's happening soon.
Okay, yeah. It's a fun day. And it's taking place in Kowloon Park on the 15th of April. There'll be lots of people from different countries there.
Okay, so if we want to come along, we need to get down to Kowloon Park on the 15th of April. Is that a Saturday or a Sunday?
The 15th, a Sunday, Arlene.
Right. So what will be happening in the fun day?
There'll be lots of activities, like a lucky draw.
Great. I love lucky draws.
Yeah, but don't just come for the lucky draw. I think the fun day is actually very important. It's a great chance for people from different cultures to meet each other.
So, a lucky draw and a chance to meet people from different cultures. Sounds good. And will you be there?
Yeah, I'll be there. Yeah. Another one of the activities at the fun day is I'm giving a talk about body language.
A talk about body language? Is there much to say about body language then?
Well, yeah, yes, there is. We communicate using our bodies, and it's something we really should be more aware of.
Okay, like what, for example?
Well, the classic example is eye contact. Eye contact is the aspect of non-verbal communication that varies most from country to country.
Really?
Yes, for example, the length of time that people's eyes meet. If your eyes meet with someone for a long time, it can mean at least 3 different things depending on the country.
3 different things?
Yeah. For example, in some countries, it means you want to fight.
So too much eye contact can mean a sort of challenge, is that it?
Well, yes. But in other countries, it can mean something totally different. It can also mean that you are showing that you are really interested in what the person is saying.
Right. And the third?
Yes. Well, the third possible meaning of a long meeting of the eyes is, of course, romantic. That you're interested in that person romantically.
Well, there's a bit of a difference there then. You want to fight, you're interested, or you want to be his girlfriend.
Exactly.
And can you give me some advice to people about eye contact then?
Well, I think the best advice is to try to become aware of what you do yourself and adapt to the situation.
Sounds like good advice. Become aware of what I do with my eyes and adapt to the situation I'm in.
Yes, that's it.
Now, Lionel, we know that you'll be giving a talk at the fun day. But some of our listeners might not know that much about you. Could you tell us something about yourself?
Well, I was actually born in Singapore, but came here as a young man. And when I first arrived in Hong Kong, I got a job as a social worker.
Oh, really? I always thought you were from Hong Kong.
No, Singapore.
Okay, my mistake. And how long were you a social worker?
Oh, for about 10 years, I suppose.
Well, 10 years is quite a long time in a job like that.
Mm.
I'm always interested to read what you have to say about communication barriers and how they affect us. I'm interested to know, what about those barriers that are particular to Hong Kong, or barriers that are a real problem in Hong Kong compared to other places?
I'm not sure if these are unique to Hong Kong, but the barriers to communication that people mention when they've just arrived in Hong Kong are noise, time, and people not listening.
Yeah, I can imagine that. Noise, time, and people not listening sounds like Hong Kong on a bad day.
Well, yes. It might be quite amusing, but these are all genuine barriers to communication in Hong Kong. They all prevent communication. And that's what a barrier is. A barrier stops something from happening.
Okay. So a barrier stops something from happening. Right.
And the important thing is what happens next. As I say, a barrier like noise stops communication happening. But it's how that affects people. That's the point. Take noise as an example. We all know Hong Kong can be very noisy. But what happens when it's so noisy that we just can't communicate?
I know, I just get angry.
Well, you're not alone, Arlene. There's been quite a lot of research into this area. You know, monitoring people's blood pressure and so on. And all the research points towards noise as a communication barrier, adding significantly to people's stress levels.
Okay, I'll have to look for a quiet space to talk then. You mentioned newcomers arriving in Hong Kong. You mean people from outside China?
Yes, well, the people I meet in Hong Kong are from everywhere. From Africa, from South America, from the Middle East. These people come to Hong Kong to start new lives, just like I did. Some people need help to deal with the practical difficulties.
What kinds of difficulties do they need help with?
Well, things like finding schools for their children. There are two difficulties here. Firstly, to find a school, and secondly, to fill in the school application form. Some newcomers don't really have the written skills in English or Chinese to fill in those long government forms.
Yeah, well, I find filling in those forms bad enough. But if it's something as important as finding a school for their children, then that sounds like something really worthwhile to do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, before I forget, we need to give our listeners some information about your new book. It's called An Immigrant's Song. And where can we buy it?
It's available in all major bookstores in Hong Kong.
All big bookstores in Hong Kong. Anywhere else?
Yes, and of course, at the fun day at Kowloon Park on April 15th.
Oh, yes, of course, at the fun day as well. Well, I'd recommend all our listeners to give it a try. It really is a good read. Well, Lionel, it's been very nice to meet you, and thanks for coming into the pod today.
That is the end of the listening component of this test. You will have 1 hour and 15 minutes to complete the written tasks in either Part B1 or Part B2. An announcement will be made when time is up. Take off your earphones now and turn off your radio.